was real different. The tempo is definitely different. One big thing I noticed is in college, you know, you get maybe two or three breaks. Up here, there's no breaks. You got to be ready to go, and you got to go full speed all the time.
You enjoy the music throughout practice?
Yeah, that's one cool thing that we didn't do in college or at Florida State. We never played music except in the beginning, but to play music and get your mind, you know, elsewhere and pump you up during the practice was pretty cool.
What's up, just the whole process of coming in here, get here last night, you play, but things going so fast. Is it hard to get up to speed for practice?
Not really. I mean, we took good notes, and Coach Franklin, you know, pretty much drilled it in us yesterday, and we kind of knew what we were doing as far as play calling and how to line up and things like that.
Norton Jr. is pretty intense out there. What do you think of him during practice and in the meetings and stuff like that?
I like him a lot. He's very vocal, and he wants the best out of his players. So, you know, he's yelling and screaming because he wants to push you and get every drop out of you that, you know, that you have in you. So I like that type of coaching.
What's it been like over the last 7 days? I mean, now you're an NFL player and the whole draft thing and now, like, getting to work. What's that experience been like for you to finally be, like, living out this dream?
I don't really think it's set into me yet. I mean, I know I'm wearing silver and black. Right. But it feels good, you know, working and on the team with some of the people that I train with and some people that I know from previous teams. So it was pretty fun.
Talked a little bit on the conference call with you about the draft process and how you get totally picked apart, you know, by draft analysts and all this and what you did well and what you didn't do well. And and you were pretty open about the weight issues that you had and that you kind of that have conquered. Now that you're here and with a team that has obviously looked at all those things and said, we believe in this guy, he's our guy. How eager are you to validate their faith in you?
I'm ready just to show everybody, you know. But, I mean, that's pretty much the past as far as weight issues and everything that happened in college or whatever. You know, they believed in me, and they gave me opportunity and a chance, and that's all I needed was opportunity to show and go out there and prove myself.
When you came out there today, did you approach it like you had, like, I have something to prove?
Definitely. I definitely did. Just a chip on my shoulder from just, you know, naysayers or people that criticize me so much. And really just I wanted to prove myself. I have a chip on myself because I want to be the best that I can be. And, you know, other teammates and other people that I came out with, just want to go out there and prove that I am a good player.
Are they going to have you moving around that line quite a bit? Seems like that you could play some three technique, play the outside, maybe play the Leo. Does that kind of versatile role excite you that they want to do a bunch of different things?
Definitely. So far, they just have me playing in and on certain packages playing three technique. So just me being able to move up and down the line gives me a lot of opportunities to make plays.
Del Rio was saying that he thought that he's not so old that he can think back and remember what his first meeting was like with an NFL team, and that it's pretty special. Did you get that feeling, that moment, like, wow, I'm here, even for a second?
I definitely did. Just when my previous coach, Coach Sy, was in there, and I was like, man, well, he was just at Florida State, and now I have the privilege to be with him here. And when I sat down in those Oakland Raider meeting chairs and just looked up at the screen, I finally realized that, man, I'm here.
Did your dad give you any advice going into minicamp?
Not only just minicamp, but just coming into this whole situation is that this is no longer a scholarship. You don't have 4 years. This is your job. You know, you don't have school, so there's no excuses why you can't know the plays and everything like that. So approach it as a job, and it's an opportunity to be here.
Lots of guys wind up taking after their father in terms of the position that they play, but your dad was a cornerback. When was it obvious that you were never going to be a cornerback?
I would say my freshman year in high school, I was about 6'1", 215, and I was playing DN and receiver. And then my sophomore year, I got about 240, so I kind of hung it up right there.